Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tiki Torch, Lemonade, Alpaca, Pornhub.
Joe, this is the last show of the year.
That sounds exciting. Is it?
I don't know.
I think we should make it exciting.
Yeah?
That's great!
Almost Happy New Year!
Yay!
Wait, see, what day is this coming out?
Wednesday, the
27th?
I don't know. I don't have my calendar on me. Yeah, let's just go with that. 8, 9.
So tomorrow, I'm heading to Texas, which is a week from when recording this.
By the time, yeah. Except for Texas is cold as shit right now, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, funny story. Anyway, back to you. No, funny story. Me, my brother and I's are like credit scores. We share the same credit report. I think I've talked about this. Yeah. And no one knows how it happened. But whenever any of us makes a major, or either one of us makes a major purchase, it shows up on the other one thing. And they have to like call and prove that you don't own 4 houses in Austin. And he doesn't own all my vehicles up here. No one knows what happened.
How have you not fixed that?
We tried. They say, all right, all fixed. And the next time we buy something, it immediately is like, hey, it says here you have a vehicle in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He's like, God damn it. And banks every single time have to get involved.
That's like
with the
having
proof.
Twins. Or that's like being a twin.
It's awful.
Like someone, you're getting fingered, but you don't want to be getting fingered.
And I get his mail and like things for me get sent to him in Austin where I've never lived. And we've tried to get it fixed so many times. Anyway, the point of that story was to tell you this. I get Austin alerts on my phone to tell me when there's like a weather alert. So I did get one today. It said it was going to be like a hard freeze, like 32 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
Because that's where we're going.
I know.
San Antonio, Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
San Antonio, Austin.
It's like an hour, but I mean.
Is it? I think it's more. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm
dumb. Well, we've traveled. It's about an hour, hour and a half.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been to San Antonio.
I mean.
Don't go. Yeah. Stay
we
in
went
Austin.
To the Alamo. It's barely remember the Alamo, if I'm being honest.
It's a blip. It's a blip, yeah.
All I remember is one of my kids stole something from the gift store on accident. We walked out and he had a rock in his hand. So we stole
what
from
a
the
piece
Alamo.
Of shit. He just wanted to remember. He wanted to have a little keepsake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
was just taking it.
That's the only thing I remember.
He's taking it seriously.
All right, let's get into this shit, huh?
Okay, let's do it. Yay.
Yay. Joe asked me to do the intro today, so I'm going to try it.
Give it a go.
What do we usually talk about? We talk about Patreon.
Yeah, that's a big
one.
Do
I need music or anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
I didn't push anything the whole time we started talking.
I thought it felt a little.
I'm so cold. I just froze. I literally froze.
Well,
it's negative 12 degrees here today, by the way.
It is.
The day that we're recording this.
I'm wearing
freezing.
A giant coat, a sweatshirt, and a t-shirt, and fingerless gloves.
Yeah. And I will say, my fingertips are freezing.
Yeah. Palms are sweaty.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I feel like Eminem every time I say that. I don't know how to do this. Yeah, Patreon.
You're doing it.
Hong Kong, motherfuckers, join the Patreon.
Yeah. Where do they go to do that?
Patreon.com. You can see how much I pay attention. Patreon.com/KennyDoneyPodcast.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Yep, that's where they go.
That's the number one way you can support us, by the way.
It is.
And it's climbing up. It's great to see. And we have a special episode that we do now where we continue on the regular show. And then we have a little VIP party for the kids. And you can join us if you join Patreon. You can.
It's the only way you're getting in there.
Yeah. It's like a secret pass. Like they moved the red velvet.
The rope. Like, get in here.
Yeah, and you get to walk in.
They give you a pat on the back, make a free drink coupon or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and everyone's standing in lines like, hey, where's that guy going?
Oh, he's like,
I'm going in to get some blow and sit in a cool table.
Going to hang out with Brian and Joe.
Yeah.
So see you guys on the inside. Yeah, see,
go hang out sit in my daddy's lap.
Yikes.
Yeah, and if you want to send anything into the show, it's heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. The petty beefs or confessions, whatever you want to do there.
And don't we have confessions
today? Yeah, we're doing confessions today. I'm excited. Yay! This is your last chance to get all the bad stuff out before the year's over.
What? I mean, 2022, I don't know about you, best year of my life.
So many good things happened.
So many just positive, non-life-changing, non-life-altering moments.
It was dull. Like one of those years, it was like just even, where it's like, ugh, it's not good or bad, it's just there.
Nothing crazy happened. I did try to look up like a different list of shit that took place in 2022. There's some bad shit that took place this year. My God.
It's kind of like 2020, that timeline, but your own timeline
right,
is like that. Damn. It's like not other things that happened in Indonesia. Like this happened here in your house.
Right here. Somebody out there has to have had a good year where he or she don't get it. They're like, why does everyone say 2022 is a terrible year? Like, this is the best year of my life.
It feels like that started a couple years ago, right? Like every year is just getting worse and worse.
Progressively terrible. Yeah.
Are we just heading towards the demise?
Can't wait for 2030. What's that going to look like?
You know what's funny is people are like, oh, I can't wait till 2023. Everything's going to be better.
Yeah, well, it will be.
Like eight. Yeah, how many days till then?
No.
For some reason, nine days from now, your life's going to turn around.
All going up from here, baby.
Nope.
No, it's not. If you've had a good year, can I please hear from you?
Yeah.
Send an email and explain to me why you had a good year.
Let's live vicariously through them.
Because every single person I know has had something pretty terrible happen in 2022. So I'm not going to believe it till I read it. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Is that a new saying?
I'm going to believe it till I read it. Yeah.
That's Facebook's motto.
That's going to be like the when no one talks to each other in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, believe it when I read it. And they text that over. You threw a funny compliment in here. We've been doing the compliment thing on the front end of the episodes here for the past, what, month or so?
Yeah. Because they're so funny.
Yeah, they are.
It's just ridiculous. No. You want me to read it?
I'm good. Either way. I'll read it. Do it.
Hello, daddies. From our stuttering son, Spencer.
Okay.
So I work at a grocery store in Northern California. And one day, I was stocking items from the case on a very... Oh, my God. Here we go. I was stocking items from a case onto the very bottom shelf of an aisle. I'm on my hands and knees pulling items from the front.
Oh my God.
You know what it is? It's this microphone in front of my face.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta be it.
I was on my hands and knees pulling items to the front from the back of the bottom shelf. And an older guy, at least 70 years old, walks by me with this cart and says, you know, they say the guy on his knees is the guy working the hardest.
Creepy old man all the time, everywhere.
You say that and it's like he's not trying to be creepy, but it's like...
Did he wink?
Maybe 40 years ago that saying made sense.
Back then, he knew what he was doing. There's no way that was just a... It's the passive compliment. He wanted to just leave that with you. A little nugget for the rest of your life.
Yeah, a little something to chew on.
Something to go, yeah.
And then he says, I'm a little caught off guard, but I say, oh, thank you. And he smiles, nods, and continues down the aisle. After a few seconds, I can't help but think to myself, wait, was he complimenting my work ethic or making a dick-sucking joke? I guess we'll never know, but I know what to say to freak people out when they're on their knees at work from now on. Thanks, guys.
That's pretty good. Pretty funny. I like the when he said that he smiles and nods. I picture that one meme, where it has like the hair and like the lumberjack looking guy. And he goes, slow zoom in, and gives you the. That's what this guy did. He goes, oh, thank you, and just you're welcome.
That's what's his name? That's a famous actor.
That shot, where he looks like he's riding a grizzly bear. He's sitting on a log or whatever he's doing.
Well, he's like he turns. Like, that's like Dustin. Not. Whatever. We'll think of it later.
That is always weird when you come across a movie or a show or something. You're like, oh, fuck. Like, that's exactly where that meme came from.
Damn it.
You're going to look it up?
Yeah, I have to.
That's fine. That's fine. Take your time.
Actor in logging smile meme. Robert Redford.
Oh, good job. Yeah,
Robert Redford.
Okay. Someone out there right now is screaming.
I know.
At this, at the phone or their car. They're just like, fucking, how could you not know?
I do the same thing if I listen to somebody else and they don't say it right away. I'm like, you idiots, how do you not know that?
Did you get you see the emails coming in, the outrage over you not knowing what the Brave Little Toaster was?
No, I didn't see that.
There's a lot of people that are like, how the fuck did you not see the Brave Little Toaster?
I was busy watching fucking He-Man and shit. I told you that.
Cooler shit.
Yeah.
No, you told me.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I told everyone in a microphone.
I edited it. When I edited, I cut it out.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Just, you made me look like an ass.
Really bad. Like, I have no idea. Just like chopping, chopping different
words
together. You chop
my words up and make me sound like I have no idea.
But it sounds stupid.
That's what happens. I can actually read good. Joe just chops it up to make it sound like I can't read.
It's a big, long prank, and I love it. Are we ready to get into the show?
I guess.
All right. Gosh dang.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
Fat Rob.
Can you say that?
Well, he said it about himself, and that way we can get away with it.
Okay.
Because we were just like, our fat son Rob, but he called himself Fat Rob.
I mean, if you're fat, you're fat, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
If you're skinny, you're skinny.
Yeah, give me skinny Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
just, if you're fat, just, you know, flaunt it.
Yeah, just put fat on the front end from now on, no matter what it is. Would you?
P-H-A-T.
I picture like a...
P-H-A-T.
Oh, yeah. I do picture like a CEO desk. And you go and he says, Fat Rob.
Fat Rob. can you sit down? You're getting laid off by Fat Rob.
CEO? CEO of what? Doesn't matter. But he's like a professional badge that says Fat Rob on it. Makes me really happy. Okay. So he sent this in. Would you rather have naturally flaccid teeth that only get hard when you're hungry, or every time you sneeze, you blow earwax out of your ears like a snot rocket?
What would that even look like? Flaccid? Like if you turned your head, would they just dangle?
Yeah. Because they're hanging around like little chandeliers in there.
That's bizarre. Like the hanging thing in the back of your throat.
What's that guy from Futurama?
Whatever
his name is. Blarvark or whatever. Something like that.
Someone's yelling at the microphone right now.
Same thing. He's like, God damn it, you guys.
Idiots.
Actually, that kind of situation.
Yeah.
And your teeth are important. You use, you know, tongue to teeth for talking.
What?
Tongue to teeth.
I don't think you...
I'm trying to see how much and how often my tongue is touching my teeth to make sounds.
Well, you can make a t sound without your teeth. It's a little bit different, but you could do it.
Well, we got to remember, they're hanging. They're in the way. So they're gonna, they're shaking back and forth.
Have you ever put like food or gum in the top of your mouth?
Yeah.
And you can't get that t sound.
Yeah. I'm like, you mean like this? Like pull out like a... piece of sandwich. That'd be weird.
Just keep a piece of sandwich in
there. Yeah, like this.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Dude, that is such a visual of someone just turning their head to look at you and their teeth are like
swinging around.
You know the mop that comes over the top of your car in a car wash?
Oh, yeah.
That's your teeth.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
Every time you turn, there's just a delayed swing.
Like a shaggy dog, but it's just your teeth. And I love how, because you're not always super hungry. So sometimes you're getting like chubbies. You're getting like half erect teeth.
Right.
Where you could go.
Just enough.
You could go for a bite. I could go for a snack.
Imagine so trying to eat an apple.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't get hard right away.
Yeah. You have to be super hungry and then you can get in there.
But is it like your dick where eventually like you just wears out and you have to start taking pills for it?
Maybe that's a whole other
so
topic.
So you're like...
While you're eating, you start out, you're super hungry. So no problem. You're eating just like you normally would. Then as you progressively get more and more full, your teeth get softer and softer. And you're like, you want to eat more, but you can't.
Maybe that's a good thing.
You're sitting around people and you're just trying to, just gumming all your food.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
All you could eat was bib. Peanut butter.
Yeah, maybe. And then blowing earwax out of your ears like a snot rocket. Are you a snot rocket type of fella?
Do I enjoy it?
Do you do a snot rocket?
Oh,
you a guy?
Yeah.
You a snot rocket guy?
I like to, my wife gets so grossed out by it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a big snot rocket
guy.
I'm
usually doing it in bed. That's why she's upset, but. What?
Yeah. Just right before bed. Good night. Yep. Pull the sheets up and just blow one.
Well, when I pick my nose and like flick a booger, she gets pissed.
I can see why.
Like, because you try to see if you can hit the wall. It's
you listen.
It's quiet. You're like, You're like, yeah.
God, boom. I'm a snot rocket guy in the shower. I will do a shower snot rocket.
Sometimes you get it on the curtain, a little blood in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then you have to cut the water and then you're like throwing it against the curtain.
Some little snot, little blood, and my teeth get hard.
Yeah.
That's a good morning right there.
It's a good way to start the day.
That's a man's morning right there.
My teeth get erect.
I am nervous about snot rockets outside of it because I've had a few that just don't go as planned. And they're not fun. I think everybody has had a nose blow that hasn't gone your way, where it gets all over your mustache, or it's too thick, or it gets on your fucking coat. You thought you had something to clean up with. You didn't get it all, and now you have to wipe it or in your hands or some gross thing.
But that's just right in front of you. Now you're talking both ears.
I know. So now we.
So now you're we're really
going the other way. Bring it back to the question. You're just going, ah!
Yeah.
And you just, what are those little like toys that you squeeze and their ears go, boop, 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 and their eyeballs pop out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of those, but the ears do it?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm picturing with this.
Well, what if you had a cold? So now you've got to cover both ears and your nose is a mess.
You just blow up.
So you're going, and so just snot all over the front of your face.
Dude. Picture that guy sitting on your couch and he's like super sick and you're bringing him, I don't know, chicken noodle. You're like, hey, okay, I'm taking care of you. I'm Brian. You feeling better, buddy? Like, yeah, no, I feel a little bit better. Like, okay, I got him put some chicken noodle down here. And you just go, look, shit, just, and just the snot everywhere.
On the walls.
On the walls, on one side, on the throw pillows on the other.
Yeah.
And you're just like, the way your face would look, snot dripping out of your ears.
Oh.
And you're like, Kleenex in your ears.
You're on your own now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine
sneezing in public.
You know, yeah, I was gonna say like you always see in the movies like some guy's got a cold and like some guy in a suit hands you a handkerchief. You know, to like, oh, he's got a nose. But imagine like, oh, you're like, oh, thanks, and you put it up to your ears,
just shove it in your ears.
Yeah, like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Hands you one, you're like, do you have another one?
Yeah, do you have another? Or you just rip it in half,
rip it in half, and shove it in your ears,
and then sneeze, like, well, and then give it back to him.
Last time I loan out my fucking handkerchief.
Two chunks with just yellow.
And is the snot jizz. More? I think so. It feels like there's more just coming out of those ears. Sneezing at any sort of event,
well,
you just blast the two people on the left and right of you.
So here you go, though. So snot and a cold is like it's gooey, right?
That green
but earwax, what if it's hard? So now you're shooting projectiles. Oh, yeah.
Okay, right.
So, so you're going boom, and it's like chunks of earwax. Like shards flying out of your ears.
I apologize. For whatever reason, my brain just made it automatically snot coming out of the ears.
So did
of
I, but then I just had a visual. Okay. That, no, we're talking about earwax. So you're at a movie theater.
Yeah.
And you're like, you sneeze and you're shooting
babies.
Both, yeah. Knocking people out.
Ow. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You get away
just
with some stuff.
Just outside the head, just this little chunk of earwax on your shoulder.
Have you ever done a deep ear clean? I need to do one. I haven't done one in years.
No, you know what it's I need
so
to
gross.
Do? I want to do that and a sinus. I want to get both of them done because I feel like I would be a new person.
When that commercial comes on with the water thing, you've seen it.
Yeah.
You hook it up to your nose and blast water through it. I'm sure it's super comfortable. Everyone loves having water up their nose, but that would be fun. Just get it all cleared out. Just get it done with. Maybe that's my one New Year's resolution for 2023 is just clean my ears.
I'm rocking an ear infection right now, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
My son gets them really bad. I got them really, I almost had tubes in. Mm. So I've always dealt with ear issues.
Stuff.
So the idea of like having to have to deal with that would be fun though. Because I broke in my eardrums several times.
Yeah.
Because they would just get so bad. But maybe being able to just shoot projectile shit out of it, maybe that'd be fun.
You could turn it into a whole party trick.
Yeah.
Like sneezing and shooting down like a stack of cans.
Yeah.
Maybe depress somebody, get laid or whatever. What?
Wow.
My dream. They are real.
Yeah.
Prince Charming. What's up, babe? Ding. Yeah.
Just blow. Nick Waxy. Yeah.
So weird. Be able to just volunteer.
Paisley.
With the flaccid teeth and not being able to talk, I do picture a guy like trying to order food and he's so hungry, but his teeth are so floppy.
He's got
to
wait.
No one can understand him.
Yeah. I'll have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, if you're
hungry, they stiffen up.
So just imagine you're sleeping. And you're like,
you suck your teeth in.
No, you breathe into your nose. You and then you blow out through your mouth, and your teeth are like.
They go into your throat and then flap in the wind on the way out. Oh, man. Chewing gum? I don't know, man. It's so funny. It's such a funny visual to have flaccid teeth. Thank God that's not the way the world went.
I think the teeth would be an inconvenience for you.
Mm-hmm.
The earwax, like if you just started not giving a fuck and you're like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm just sneezing, it's flying out and I'm just rolling with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an inconvenience for other people.
You can wear like a special helmet.
That's like, what, yeah.
Earmuffs. Yeah. And they just catch it.
And then you open it up and dump it in the trash.
Yeah, like a Dyson. Yeah, you shake it out over the trash once a week. get all your earballs out. Yeah. Flaccid teeth, trying to brush your teeth would be a nightmare.
Oh,
you have to hold them and then
each individual
tooth, hold onto it and scrub
or stick
it.
Your finger behind there
and brace it up there.
Brace it, yeah.
And your whole world will change. I'm gonna go with the earwax.
Yeah,
thing.
Let's
go
with earwax. Okay. Just because
flaccid teeth, earwax doesn't really. It's gonna suck, but my life continues. Flaccid teeth. I mean, it's a mess. It's a problem.
The only time the earwax thing is gonna be bad is if you're in a public setting. And you sneeze and like it flies out and actually hits somebody and somebody makes a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know.
Plus, they you could pull the old move with like, did you just fucking throw your ear? It's like, oh yeah. Because I can shoot earwax out of my ears.
Right.
Come on,
man. Look at me. The guy can shoot at will whenever he wants.
Whenever he wants.
Come on, man.
You ever heard of that? You kidding me? He's like, okay, well, now you say it that way.
When you say it like that.
And then right when you leave, you go,
shoot him one more time.
Shoot him in the back of the head.
Back of the head, yeah.
All right, let's move on to what are you thinking about?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
As we talked about at the start of the show, this is the last one of 2022, and we move into 2023. And what that means is a lot of businesses are coming up with their year in review type thing. You know, and I understand you got to do these performance reviews. I understand that a company wants to look at what they've done throughout the year so they can make a plan and execute a great plan heading into the new year to make even more money. I get all of that. However, what I don't get is companies that decide to send out their year-end review or like even monthly newsletters to tell me what's going on inside their company like anybody fucking cares. Nobody cares what's happening at Avista Utilities. So up here in the Pacific Northwest, I'm not sure how far their reach is. You can just replace it with whatever your local power company is, but up here it's called Avista. And every month, these motherfuckers send out a monthly newsletter that tells you about like electricity stuff and the improvements they're making to the dams. And someone in accounting did a really good job. Quit fucking sending those.
Dude, just keep my power on.
I don't care at all how good of a job Brenda did this month. That's great for you guys. What do I need to know? No impact. Anybody who works at Avista, 99.9% of them, probably the only person that reads it is the person who wrote it. And that's when they're proofreading it.
Yeah.
That's the only time that shit's ever getting read. So if the people that work for your company are just throwing that shit away right in the trash can, why the hell would I want to take a peek at it? Like, it makes no sense. And another one that sent one out is the hospital here. Kootenai Health sent me a year-end review. Like, I give a fuck.
It's how many people we saved, right? How many people died.
I mean, if that would be kind of cool. Like, yeah. I would take stats like that. But that's not what they're doing. They're just, like, talking about how cool their new wing was that they built and how proud they are of, like, some new system they got put in place. Like, you guys, I just don't do this.
It's like one thing when you get an email about a deal on mm-hmm. a product.
Sure.
But it's, yeah, his hospital is just like, hey.
Yeah, there's no, they have no business sending any of this shit out. Investing firms, that's another one of my favorites. Just let me know how much money they've made. If I had more money, then I could have more money too.
Imagine if you gave us more of your money to mm-hmm. to invest.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of these pointless emails. They kill me. And I've been thinking about this for a long time. And recently, of course, this one, a little more justifiable. I get it. Please don't hate me if I hate you for this, but the Spotify like most listened to things that everyone
the wrap
posts
up thing.
And I don't know if last year was the first time they did that. It was maybe one more year before that, but it was very popular, and then again pretty popular this year. It didn't seem like nearly as popular though, but there's a meme that was going out where it had this this girl who posted, and she goes, "So true though," and then had all her Spotify things, and the guy replied, goes, "Yeah, it's fucking data."
Yeah.
You go, "Well, yeah, no, so true. Yeah, it's called data. Like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're not guessing. Like, that is what song you listen to right. the most."
There wow, they is. Know me so well.
How they know me so well. You did it. You fucking did it.
And it's the same Taylor Swift song over mm-hmm. and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny about that is nothing.
Oh, cool. Moving on.
No, it's funny how like you just have to share whatever mm-hmm. you can.
Yeah.
So, like here's something you did. Oh God, I gotta let everybody know that I listen to
uh-huh.
country right. music.
Yeah, you have to have affirmation
yeah.
or confirmation that you are worthy in yeah. the music scene because I listen to this. And I like to think, even though that's not the point or not the case at all, but people that don't do it because they're just like, shit, like whatever you thought they would listen to, mm-hmm. like maybe they're in a hardcore band and then they throw it out there and it's just Jay Biebs,
yeah,
like Baby, like 40,000 more times than everything else.
Skrillex.
Mm-hmm. And when you have kids, like sometimes it's really funny. You're like, what the hell?
It is kind of funny. Like when we get in the car, that the boys will be like, hey, can you play this song or that song?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't normally play those songs. And then you play it a lot because you're in the car. I'm like, how did Imagine Dragons end up in my top five?
Yeah, I've had that happen with a couple tracks that me and the kids just find. Started listening to just being funny, and then it took off. The very first one of that was Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just showed it to them to be funny, and then they loved it. And then
come on, Barbie, let's go party.
and then they liked it. So it was like 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
Every time in the car was Aqua Barbie Girl. And it got to the point where I'd roll the windows down and just crank it and then just stare at the person next yeah. to me while my kids are dancing in the back mm-hmm. seat. They're just like, look like I'm having the best time of my life. That one, there's a song, Head Automatica, called Beating Hearts Baby. Then, of course, you got the Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. So all
those are in yours?
They weren't, no, but they could have been. I didn't look. Okay. I didn't even look at mine. Okay. But my kids love listening to those songs just because they find them funny. But then
I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
I know. I don't know how he sings that high. That is impossible.
Live.
And then I started thinking about like maybe like you mentioned, if the hospital told me which ways people died, like yeah. maybe I'd like that newsletter. Yeah, morbidly. I would enjoy looking at that. But what companies should send out year reviews and give us some stats? Beer companies? Like, that'd be cool. Like, how much beer did each country drink? Like, that would be it. That'd yeah. be a fun stat. Who's the drunkest country out there?
Mm-hmm.
And then police stations? Like, I want to see some crime. What's the craziest shit that happened around me? Like, yeah, go ahead and hit me with a...
Crime rates, whether it's up or down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people got choked out versus stabbed with switchblades?
Shot.
Different knives. Like, really break it down. What type of gun? What neighborhood? What actually happened?
Race.
Why did he do it? Yeah. Why not? Send that out to me. And then it reminded me that this company does this every single year, and they have the results out right now, and that's Pornhub.
No.
Yeah. Did you know Pornhub does this?
I don't know what Pornhub is. I've never seen.
Never. So what's that? It sounds like an adult website.
Yeah. Which I don't frequent.
Mm-mm, absolutely not. No, Pornhub does their year in review.
Oh, my God.
And they just break down every country, every single thing they search for, the amount of time they spend watching it, age groups, like male, female, categories, and how they rise over the years.
Good God.
The top one in each state. It's a massive...
They have watch time?
No, they have all of it. And it's really fun to go through there. And I was doing that ahead of the show. I was doing this, yesterday or the day before? We'll go through some of this right here. Which I don't... So, here we go. Whatever. So, one of the most searched terms of 2022, or the most searched, was hentai. Which I don't look up, but that is the top one. And you know what that is, right? Like cartoonish porn.
Oh, okay.
And then Japanese is number two. And then you got your trusty MILF up one spot from last year.
Wait, I'm trying to find this list.
Yeah, so go to the script, and there'll be a...
I clicked on the link.
Okay, yeah, there's a link in the script there.
Oh, wait. Insight. Okay.
In a big change, yeah, MILF overtook lesbian. So there's a one up, and they get switched third and fourth place. But if they're so piney or pina, I don't know what that is. Asian, stepmom, anal, big ass, threesome, Latina,
BBC.
Yeah, big black cock.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not the British Broadcasting. No,
and that one's down too. And blowjobs up three.
That one's down.
That one's down too. But there's been some
Ebony. They just search Ebony Latina.
Most search for porn stars.
Abella Danger.
Mm-hmm. She is hot. She's not one of my favorites. Lana Rhodes. Yeah, she made some ground this year. Yeah. Oh no, she fell out of the top spot.
So trans fucks girl.
Excuse me.
Trending searches. Trans fucks girl.
Trans fucks girl. Yeah, I get that one. It's right there.
Thick Latina. Reverse cuckold.
Are you looking at
solo male masturbation?
So the as you scroll down further and further, we do have United States top relative searches. So the number one thing in each state. In Idaho, it's hentai. I did not expect that. You've got Fleshlight in Washington. Why are you on a porn site and then looking up Fleshlight? Like, you don't need it. You're good. Like, I mean, is that a shopping cart? But like, you're going to a porn site and then looking up Fleshlight. I guess I don't see it.
Maybe they got deals.
Oregon got furry. And then this one, our neighbors to the east, kill me. Montana's top search was just leather. Listen,
they're looking for someone in chaps.
I don't know, but I mean, I love leather as much as the next guy.
As much as the next guy.
But and then look at Wyoming; it just says big booty.
Nevada cartoon Mormon.
Mormon got that one. Cream Shower. Pie rub, and then pegging. That's a good one.
Colorado just says goth.
Sucking dick.
Dirty Man. Talk.
Wait, ah, these are so fun.
Okay, I gotta see this.
These are fun.
Big black ass.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking.
Oh, all right.
Gilf.
That grandma'd like to fuck.
Oh, Florida's BBC. Okay. Oh yeah. Wait. What is that? Is that Georgia BBW or that's Alabama BBW? What's that?
I think that's like black. Bigger women.
Well, if big BBC is big black cock, BBW?
Big black woman?
I mean, maybe.
I'll look it up while you continue to do that.
New York is Dominican. Hairy pussy.
Yeah.
Trans. Smoking. Mm-hmm. Stepmom.
Thick or curvy women stands for big, beautiful women. That's what BBW stands for.
Okay. Alaska is breast expansion.
I know. What? It sounds like you're trying to take over like a part of the country. Like, it just say breast augmentation or fake boobs, then breast expansion.
Well,
we'll be moving over.
That's what you're in, like, when your wife sees your search history, if you just look for big titties.
Right. She'll find it, but breast expansion sounds like you have a monocle on.
Well, it could be, but it could also be for you, too. You're like, I'm trying to build my pecs.
Well, this is on Pornhub. Right, yeah. Yeah. This isn't just Google.
Maybe you're looking for inspiration.
Top 20 countries by traffic. United States just crushes everybody else. Like, the next closest is the United Kingdom at a third.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But I'm guessing they have their own versions of, like, porn sites. So that's why Pornhub is the biggest in the United States, but...
Canada's way down there.
I know. They don't even touch themselves. What are they doing? 79.3% of daily traffic. Man, that's pretty good.
Belgium is the last on the list.
Yep. Time spent per visit. The longest, Egypt... 11 minutes and 12 seconds.
Well, what's crazy about that is Egypt is third from the bottom on the countries by traffic, but they spend the most time. So they spend their time they value their time on there.
Favorite times to watch porn, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Kind of saw that coming. Tuesdays mornings are the lowest. Monday nights the highest. So I don't know what that says about us, but man, these are good. Now, as I was looking through these, one of the best things that I found,
shortest,
when they started breaking down everything by states and by age, Ohio, they showed like the top for the state of Ohio demographic of 70 plus. Their top search was just hand jobs. For whatever reason, that is so funny to me. Like, your expectations are so low, you just want to see any dick getting attention. Like, you're just over it. 70-year-old man's like, no, just touch it. Like, that's all I need. Just touch it.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you reach that age, it's like, I don't want to... You know, I can't move around very much. So I just want someone to.
You're on. I mean, but you're on a porn site. You can, the world is your oyster.
Oh, true, yeah.
God.
Get in there, buddy.
I keep forgetting that these searches are on the actual Pornhub site.
Most viewed gay categories. Top one, straight guys. So I don't know what the, I don't know. I don't get the, I mean, maybe, I'm guessing maybe it's a big fantasy of like a gay guy turning a straight guy gay.
Okay.
Or a female. I don't know. Maybe that's higher up on the list.
Or maybe than, straight guys just punish harder and they're, maybe they want to be punished.
I have no idea.
Top gaining categories. Yep. Scissoring is number two.
Scissoring's up.
Babysitter.
Yeah, that's always a classic.
Outdoor and orgy.
Mm-hmm. 55. And then I also found tablet usage is way down. But then I also found that every country on the planet, like overall, just wants to fuck buttholes. Like that is, and if you look at everywhere, anal is always up there. No matter where you live, anal is going to be one of the top searches, which, I mean, I get it. But I did want to take a poll.
Big tick.
How many, for our, it's our female audience. You can send an email. Do you like anal? Just answer the question. Do you enjoy anal?
Just yes or no.
Yes or no. I guess you can give a little bit of like, yeah, but there's, I want to see if, I mean, obviously it's not nearly as much as you would find on a porn website, but I want to see how this is all changing in real life. So if you want to take some time to send that in, that'd be great. Hey guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com. Anyway, so there you go. Pornhub, you can find the link. There's just endless data. It's pretty wild.
I'm going to be, when I get home, I'm going to be going through these stats. This is hilarious.
And then if you're one of...
Pussy licking, trans male, transgender, solo male, viewed more by women compared to men, scissoring.
I know, it never ceases to amaze me every single year. It's very good.
It's just so specific.
And if you're one of those companies that's sending out a year-end email... And you're not putting fun stats in there? Just knock it off. Save somebody. Whoever you're making type that up, just put a pin in it and never come back.
You know what's so funny? Now that I'm seeing this, and then we were talking about the Spotify wrap-up, can you imagine, like, because you get to share that to your social media. Can you imagine sharing this?
I'm sure you
So it's like your Pornhub wrap-up.
Top viewed video?
Yeah, and it's like, it goes in there, so it's like your
top. I wonder
if
you can. I don't have an account. But I'm just always a guest. I'm always just browsing.
just browsing. Continuous a guest.
Continuous window shopping. I haven't signed up. I don't have an account there. Maybe if you do have an account, it'll log that stuff for you. I'm not sure.
I'd just be so funny to share that though.
So it's throw like, it on your story.
Because everyone's like, oh, what would you listen to the most today? And they're like, oh, I don't listen to music. And you share that.
And then number one, or you list like your top one is something, I don't know, pretty chill. And then you share your Pornhub one and it's just like fucking GILF.
Right.
Or like something, I don't know, whatever else you want to put in there. Brutal anal cream pie is the top thing you search for every single time.
I just love like that kind of stuff. It's because like categories that are already made, it's like one thing, like ebony or blowjob, whatever. But then you see that what people actually typed in, it's like big male ass or whatever, like that. Like so specific.
Oh, it's good. All right, well, let's get off to our confessions because we have a lot there.
Okay.
Okay, let's
boomers.
Do it.
Okay. Small tits.
Yeah, that's a, I mean, I like those too.
Cast vintage pissing? Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Confessions. Oh, sorry. Confessions.
Confession time, Daddy Brian. Step into the confessions booth. I can see you're still tapping away over there.
I just feel like I feel like there's some confessions in there too. You know, like,
oh, absolutely.
What's the creepiest thing you've ever searched for? Anyway,
oh man, I'm not fucking sharing that ever. You find yourself in some pretty weird moods sometimes, and you don't. It's not a highlight of who you are. All right, let's get into the confessions. Kicking one off here. I remember this one coming too. I lived with my aunt when I was about 21, and I had a boyfriend at the time. We would exchange hoodies and wear each other's all the time. I'm guessing talking about the aunt and her. Well, I was wearing one of hers, and I was being intimate with my boyfriend, and he came on the shoulder of the hoodie I was wearing. A big, thick one.
Oh, like bird shit.
You had to put that in there. Why'd you do that?
Big, thick one.
Yeah. I took it off and threw it in the corner, not thinking about it. I'm getting ready to go to work at the grocery store that I worked at the time, and I see my aunt. She had taken the hoodie off my floor and put it on.
Oh, my God.
And I saw the huge cum stain on the shoulder, and I couldn't say anything. The worst part was she wore it like that for like just about a week, and I happened to walk in when she saw the cum stain on the hoodie, and she was licking her finger and trying to get it off.
God. It's like it's toothpaste or something. Doesn't taste minty.
Kind of salty. What kind of toothpaste is this?
It's a natural toothpaste.
Yeah. Licking her finger trying to get it off. I didn't have the heart to tell her what it was. Just said, oh, looks like you got something on it. It's probably time to get it washed. She wore it for a damn week before she noticed. I had no idea what it was. That is amazing. God, that's funny.
It's that's one of those things where you just every time she wore it for a week and every time you see it
is what are you gonna do? There's nothing to say, just move on.
I feel like I wanted her to tell
that's my boyfriend's cum.
Yeah like I feel like I want to do that now. Say like, hey,
remember you're licking my boyfriend's cum off that sweatshirt. She's like, what? Like, no, never mind.
Oh, yeah. You know what my boyfriend's cum tastes like? What are you talking about? Well,
check this out. And you have the little review footage.
Yeah.
But that would be a fun way to start every day. If you got a little perk of your day, you're like, oh, geez.
She's still wearing
that again. Would it start to stink?
That says something about her laundry
situation.
Routine. Yeah. That she's just rocking. I mean, I do that.
Oh, yeah. This, I mean, especially a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But if I get something on my sweatshirt, I wash the sweatshirt, but if she's just like hanging out around the house. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just
those sweatshirts that are like, they're washed once a month because I just like, I wake up and just throw one on.
Yeah. Not good enough. Yeah. They're going to be in the house. They're house hoodies.
I'm sure there's probably some stains on there too that I resemble.
I'm trying to think of a similar situation if I've ever seen it. No, I don't think so. Well, I do recall, and I don't remember exactly what this was, but there was a woman that was wearing like pants, and when she put them on, she clearly didn't know they were see-through. And she was like just at a party, and I was like, fucking what? Like, you can see her ass, you can see her bush, and she has no idea. Like, not like super clear, but enough you can make it out.
Definition.
It's right there. And I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, fuck, not my problem.
Bush?
No, it was kept. It was kept bush. But her pants were fucking see-through. And that's happened with t-shirts and, you know, whatever, tank tops. Girls know all about it. All right, so let's leave.
Hey, would you, if you were this aunt, would you, and you were being told that something that you're licking, would you rather be told that it was bird shit or that it was your boyfriend's semen?
Yeah, I think bird shit.
Think so?
Yeah, I'd rather have, I think so.
Okay.
I think
just curious.
Just because, I don't know, poop and then just knowing it's someone else's cum would just be next level. I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Even though it's from a bird, dirty ass bird butthole?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. You want to read this one?
Sure. Hey, HCJ, Horsecock Joe, and Brian with a Y.
Brian!
I know my name pops up on the email, but for the sake of this confession, call me Ishmael.
Okay.
For a bit of a background, I'm from the heart of Dixie, Alabama.
Woo! But tell you what.
The buckle of the Bible Belt. This area is heavy on Jesus, country music, and people who look both ways before telling a joke. Is coast clear?
Yeah.
You hear the one about the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a black sheep in the area, as this confession will explain.
Okay.
So about 13 years ago, at the wonderful age of 25, so he's 38, he's our age, I was invited by a family member to go on a church trip to Las Vegas. Jesus loves the gambling, don't you know?
Yes, he does.
Now I'm on the... Works in mysterious
ways.
He does. He wins in mysterious
Sometimes
ways.
Sometimes it's a jackpot, you never know.
Now I'm not the church type. So that was very. Yeah.
That country just snuck in there.
Yeah, dude. I'm not tell you, we don't like your kind around here.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not the church. I'm just going to finish reading like that.
Okay.
Now, I'm not church type, so I was very appealing to me. But the idea of Vegas was, at the time, my favorite porn star, Daphne Rosen, was offering private sessions in the Vegas area. And being 25 with a full-time job and a hard penis, I added that part in, I had the means. So I, of course, agree and go. I spent most of the weekend trip with super religious people who want to judge others while jerking off the one-armed bandit. But on Saturday, I vanished for a couple hours to go meet, the woman who was my ideal of sexual perfection at the time. I got to look this one up.
Okay.
Told the family member I had gone to the buffet.
Which you kind of did.
Kind of did.
Come on.
And they never knew just how satisfied I was.
Okay.
Got some memories that still entertain me today. So under the correction, holes in sex paddles might help with aerodynamics.
Remember
he just jumps
talk?
Right into that. Yeah. But they're typically used to enhance the pain experience. The holes draw skin in on contact and give an extra pinch. FYI, don't spank your kids unless you're willing to be uncomfortably associated with their kinks later in life.
No.
Love and tugs. Interesting.
Weird,
so,
well, and love it. First of all, love it. That's great. But for sure, those Jesus-loving people, they were doing... They seem to be the worst ones, hiding and just bottling everything up and developing just the craziest kinks. Because they never explore anything. They just get too fucking crazy in their own head. I don't know. Not all of them, but I know quite a few.
There's a lot of mixture of that where, they're so sheltered, then they go nuts. But there's also people that they put up that front like they're doing, and then they're... searching for anal and
brutal anal cream pie,
big anal black cream pie ass on porn.
Not even a sentence. Gang bang, multiple cream pie, brutal anal fucking BBC
abused.
BBC abuse. What? Enter
choke and anal abuse.
Choke anal cum brutal fuck paddle boat
on a boat
on a boat in the woods. You get super specific, and then you just try to put a location on the back end.
Yeah, there's like one video that shows up that it has all those tags.
Big booty, titty, cum-covered fuckstorm in the kitchen. On the couch. I love that. Oh, it's so funny. In the car.
In a van.
In a van.
Down by the river.
Just always trying. Okay. Anyways, that was good. He says that he was satisfied. Do you think he got to fuck his favorite porn star?
So that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
What does that mean, private sessions?
I don't know. It's in quotations too. So maybe you pay and you get to fuck her?
So I saw a video one time of Mia Khalifa. I'm not sure how I saw this video because I don't usually frequent websites like that.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know if the video, was authentic or real or not. But one of the videos was this guy... Like he was a fan of Mia Khalifa, and he got to plow her.
Yeah, I think that happens a fair amount.
So they just pay money,
as long as you're filming it, I think you get away with it,
right? So
and in what state you're in, there's certain different laws. I'm not gonna fly here in Idaho, tell you that much.
You gotta hide
all the sex stuff.
Be pretty cool though.
Wouldn't that be pretty cool?
Be like, how much? $1,000 to bang Mia Malkova?
Done.
Yeah.
Can do. Where are you? I know. I'm sure it happens.
I don't know. It would be weird though, because I mean, she like those women have taken the largest, bulkiest, you know.
Oh, exactly what you're saying.
Plowins.
And then you're just the clown.
Yeah, then you're just there like.
Hey, you just happened to be here.
Yeah, just early orgasm.
You got room for little old me?
Yeah.
I'd like to explore.
I just like, yeah, what would you offer?
Scoot over. nothing.
She's like, can I bring somebody else in?
Yeah, too? We're going to need four more because you are negative thickness.
It's like not even one in the front and one in the back. They're all in the front.
Yeah, they put them all in there. Fill that thing up. Okay, let's move on to our next confession, shall we?
Okay.
All right. It says, hey there, you fucking pickle puffers. I haven't heard that one, but that's funny. I wanted to submit a confession because it's probably going to send me to hell. Yay, around the back end of the church one. That's good placement. So years ago, I was seeing this woman. Just started talking to her, and she started sending me some rather interesting nudes. I'm talking like spread eagle on a tanning bed.
Ooh.
And all the goods up to the face. It was at a safety meeting. I was at a safety meeting in a local fire hall at the time.
It was at a safety. I was doing this at a. Yeah. I was taking these pics at a safety meeting.
So I'm guessing, yeah, he's whatever. He's hanging out at the fire hall at this time when the pics got sent over. So as the alert went off, I picked up my phone and was like, oh, shit. A few guys leaned in to check out the pics.
Yeah, what do you got? What are you looking at there?
Adjust your reader glasses?
Yep.
Hey there, buddy. One guy in particular happened to take the opportunity to check these pics out and was like, holy shit, these are amazing. Are you seeing this chick? I told him I was.
Seeing her now, right now.
And he was like, damn, man, you got a grade A piece of ass right there. God, I hate, man.
Oh,
so this is where
grade A piece of ass.
High five, bro. So this is where it gets pretty interesting. Later that night, me and that chick get together and we have dinner. I mentioned where I work. She said, really? How long have you been there? I told her just over 6 years. She then said, oh, that's cool. My biological father works there.
Oh, God.
Though I've never met him.
Oh, God.
He left when he knocked my mom up. So this guy, which is her biological father, was the man who just about nearly grabbed my phone and told me how hot this chick was. Dude totally thought that chick was so, so hot. Keep up the good work. You guys are great. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing.
So that dude was
awkward.
Oogling,
you know,
his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whew, man.
That's that's in his defense, he didn't know.
Right. So that is...
Ah, she looks familiar. I've seen her for maybe...
Yeah. I mean, boobs look kind of like my ex-wives.
Yeah. Or some guy's like, hey, she's got your eyes.
But me having a daughter, obviously don't even want to stay here and think about this very often. But if something like that happened, you had no idea. And then you were to find out, that'd be fucking... that'd be such a mind fuck. I would hate it.
Well, imagine this is a different scenario, but imagine being a dad and then, or mom, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then like a porn star daughter where you're on a site. You're like,
yeah, looking you come up across big, it.
Cum ass, cream pie, fuck nipple,
fuck nipple, daddy baker.
And you're like, God, I'm looking for the naughtiest chick that I can find. And then all of a sudden pops your daughter up.
It's your daughter.
And you're looking for some like crazy something specific. I want and then it's your daughter who's giving you that specific
pirate boat explosion.
What if you're so bucket, into that you're like, fuck it, whatever, I just, this is what I'm looking for.
Oh man, I hate even thinking about it. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, put yourself in that position.
Yeah,
Joe.
I don't want to.
In like 5 years.
No,
like,
all done.
This happens.
All done. Don't want to do it anymore. Okay, let's move on to the next one. You want to read this one?
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. You did it. Good job.
All right. Where are we at? Let's toss in a short one here, Joe. Okay. When I was married to my first husband, I hated my life.
Fuck.
He would abuse me any way he could. Now, I started laughing. Now I feel bad for laughing.
That's so funny. Yikes. All right. Well, it is a comedy podcast.
That came out wrong.
I hated my life.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, God, he just nagged me all the time.
Yeah, he was always on
just
his phone.
Nagging me. Yeah, yeah, I thought that's where that was going to go. Sorry about that, okay, whoever this is.
Let's restart.
All right. Okay. Joe, I'm going to read this next one.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was married to my first husband, I hated my life. Okay, he would abuse me any way he could. Okay, that's awful.
Yes.
One day I got one of those foot files. Wait.
Yeah, foot files. Like you,
foot files that collected the skin. Oh, right. Okay, I got it. He told me to make him dinner. I added my foot skin powder to his spaghetti.
That's so good.
He ate every last bite. Sorry for the long email. Joe should read this. Stepdaddy boy and might fuck it all up. Ha! I guess I deserve that for making fun of
you. For the tone?
That's tone hilarious. Deaf. Way to go.
Yes. Amazing.
I just picture like at Olive Garden when they're like, would you like some more cheese? And they're grating it out.
Yep. Just fuck me up. That's what you say to the Olive guy.
And it's just
foot powder. That is so good. Good on you. And I bet you there are many more like this. So if you have a confession in this vein, it reminds me a little bit of the fast food talk that we had early on in the show of just working in fast food, the fucked up things you've done to food or seen done to food. Have you ever messed with somebody's food, like at your own house?
Yeah, you didn't like your spouse, and you were just or slowly poisoning him to death.
Right, exactly. So
a little bit of rat poison.
Send those in. I wanna read all about them. Hey guys, it can you don't podcast.com.
And whoever wrote this in, sorry for laughing.
Yeah, you fucking better be.
I laughed before I realized.
It's the worst. I've had the hardest life of anybody I know.
I mean, I make videos about marriage, so like it's like, ha, funny. That's where I thought I was going. Right.
It's okay. Forgiven.
Never would I talk about openly abusing my wife. I do it. I just wouldn't talk about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're moving on. We have one more confession for you guys. Here we go. Daddies. Oh, yeah. We have one more. And the opening line is, I have two confessions. So, yeah, two from one anonymous
child. Twofer.
Yeah. First one is hilarious to me now, but when it happened, it was embarrassing as hell. Those are some of the best. When I was in my early teenage years, I had my share of wet dreams. There wasn't much out of the ordinary about it until one Sunday when my family went to my grandmother's house for dinner. This usually meant a dinner and some socialization with the family afterwards. Well, disgusting, digesting dinner must have tired me out.
Disgusting dinner.
Disgusting dinner. Piece of shit. Hated it. Digesting dinner must have tired me out because I fell asleep on my grandmother's couch. Yeah.
Or her Davino, as she would call it.
Surrounded by a large portion of my mother's side of the family. About 20 minutes into the nap, guess what happens in my pants? Yep, wet dream. I fucking love spaghetti. Oh, they the best dinner I've ever had, Grandma. So, says, fuck. Is it, what kind of garlic's on this fucking bread? Fuck. Yes, wet dreams surrounded by my mother's prime and proper church going family or prim and proper. Sorry.
I
bolt upright immediately as this shit happens and make a beeline for the bathroom where I had to take care of fish and get myself cleaned up. I hope I didn't make any odd sexual noises. I'm hoping you did, but I'm not sure my family would even tell me if I did. So there's confession number one.
I love it. Just
pretty good.
He's just over there.
Just laying on the couch.
The family's sitting there reading a Bible.
Yeah, they're studying. Shh.
I'm a fucking cum.
Okay, second confession.
Stands up with a huge erection.
Second confession. I live with my spouse's parent, trying to help them out due to them being alone due to multiple unexpected deaths in the family. The parent has gradually gotten on my last nerve to the point I frequently fantasize about them being taken care of. Oh, man. My significant other actually knows about this, and most of the time we just chalk it up as a coping mechanism to deal with the parent's shitty attitude and behavior. That being said, I don't go out of my way to encourage healthy living activities anymore. I have been basically shoving them full of fast food for the last year, mostly at their request, discreetly hoping their unhealthy choices come back to bite them and put them in the ground. It is a slow process, and I'm playing the long game on this one, just hopefully not too long. Oh, yeah. Here's some confessions for you guys.
That's what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Basically poisoning.
Mm-hmm. But this is, it's like a kid, if you just gave a kid whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
They're like, I want ice cream. You're like, you got it.
You got it. Whatever you want.
Make the biggest bowl of ice cream. Like, here you go.
I want a cheeseburger.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Have three.
Yeah, you're just being extra nice and letting them speed up their own death.
That's so funny, though, that... the significant other knows about, and it's the kind of thing like, ah, I wish your parents would die. And she's like, okay, come on, those are.
I know, everyone says that.
Come on, they're my parents. And like, she's just like, chalks it up to.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, me too, but that's just not the way it works.
But if they end up dead, I mean, is she going to be suspicious?
I bet you a lot of people have had these little dark thoughts. I guarantee it. In a situation where you've been put in care of somebody and you're like, just fucking die.
Mm.
I mean, it's sad, but we're human. And it creeps in and just...
After a while,
it drains your soul.
Drains you.
I know. You just like, can't do this anymore. Just die.
Yeah.
So there's
It would do everyone a favor.
Yeah, it would. Damn, those are some fun confessions.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of them. Keep them coming. And if you sent in your confession, it hasn't been read. I mean, do know there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in there. And they might make it on a show. They might not. But don't stop sending them in. Keep getting them out there. Confess to your daddies.
Some people are mad. They're like,
I know.
You're not going to share my thing. Like, hey, trying, man, but we only got so many to do, so much time.
There's so many in there. Okay. So, hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com, that's where you send those. All right. You ready to look at some good news? After all that bad murder, penis, cum stain?
That sounds like my news app.
Which one?
When I just open up my phone and I click on Google or whatever, and it just pops up news. Everything is death and rape and I mean it's everyone, they're like, oh, and then there'll be like a positive thing, but then it's mostly death. 27 killed in a pileup.
Cool.
Yeah. Church shooting.
Anyway, here's a cute dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing the
still
same.
Haven't found the killer for this.
Check out this deal on this purse.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah.
Got a good story for you, Joe.
Sorry, I'm growling at you. I'm growling at how cold my toes are. Unbearably cold in here today. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, we should probably wear some socksies.
Put on woolly snow socksies. Suits. Snow suits for next
time. I basically am.
I know, I need more. Put some snow pants
George
on.
George Costanza Vortex.
Get my snowboard boots on. Okay, what we got? Cheer
all right,
got.
Lost border collie hands herself into the police.
Oh, good doggo.
It is a common knowledge that border collies are the smartest of all our canine friends. But this particular dog has shown itself to be particularly clever in handing herself into the police. 10-year-old Rosie became lost on a walk after hearing fireworks. The sheep herding dog became frightened and bolted at the sounds in her hometown of Loughborough, UK. She's very frightened of fireworks, Rosie's owner, Steve, said.
No shit, Steve!
After seeing Rosie crawl under a bush, Steve ran over to coax her out, only to find she had disappeared again. I thought I'd find her cowering under it and be able to soothe her out, but she had gone into the council offices, and when I got there, she left nowhere to be seen. While Steve frantically searched for the frightened pooch, Rosie found her way to the local police station. Steve's wife, Julie, received a call from the police letting her know that Rosie had turned up safely. I was so pleased and so happy she was found safe, so proud of her that she was clever enough to find her way to the police station. Steve was upset. He thought he lost her, was searching, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I just think that's so cool that, like, it's smart enough to go to the one place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were going to think of one place where I need to go to be safe and be found.
Go to the police station. I wonder how close it was to all this happening. I wonder if there was like how much distance was between getting scared from fireworks and if it was complete chance that she found the police station.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Just wandered in the first building.
Yeah, it's like they were next door. I guess the other story would not be nearly as impressive. They were out back of the police station.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to think that it was like several miles away.
Mm-hmm. I want to, too.
And then
like a homeward bound type situation.
It found his way there.
Like a Brave Little Toaster. You've seen that movie. Like a Brave Little Toaster
still,
type situation.
Still haven't seen it. No.
Okay.
Fucking assholes.
Want this? I haven't thought about this poor puppy. I hope he's okay.
Oh my God.
This is a long time ago, and it was so
probably dead now. Then
maybe it was 4th of July, and this was before I had any kids. Yeah, no children at this point.
You were a dog dad.
I was a dog daddy at this point. Actually, yeah, I was. Riley was tiny. We only had one dog. And it was like a puppy at this point. Anyway, back to the story. We are in the streetlights and we are playing frisbee and drinking. Just like when you're young and you don't have responsibilities, you can do whatever the fuck you want, like put frisbee in the street. And we were playing and like there's some fireworks going off. And then I hear like this jingle. It's like this like tiny little jingle. And I'm like, and it's so dark, you can't see it. And like you just hear it super far off in the distance. And we're all just looking. Like, so, like it looked like it kind of like changed to a different street sometimes. And then up the road comes running the fattest wiener dog. just so tired. It's like, and he just runs by, and we look at him, and he just runs straight through us, and then just runs down the road, and just took
off. Didn't even stop.
Nope. He wanted nothing to do with us. So I don't know. I'm guessing he was running from fireworks. We probably should have done something. But he didn't want us to grab him. Like, right. We tried, and he's like, nope. He just kept running down the road.
I love that that's a memory that you have.
I know, but like, it's so not cute.
There was this thing, like, we picked it up. We found the home. It's this big story. It's like, no, he just kept going.
He just ran through. He's like, fuck this. And it was a little jingle in the darkness. And he's just the fattest wiener dog, and he was so tired. I don't know how long he'd been running.
Dude,
it's like the hippo or the rhinoceros, the slow one that's in Jumanji. You know, it's running down the street.
Oh, right, yeah. It's, like, it's last, yeah.
It's always
the last thing, yeah.
It was that, but it was a wiener dog. It was the same type of look. Just, oh my God.
Like, don't pick me up. Nope, no, I'm good.
Just, like,
no,
I'm this. I'm just a little slower than you. Anyway.
That's cute.
That was cute. Move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a dog story. I'll save it for another time.
You can say it right now if you want to.
Well, I went to the store one time. It was all night, and it was foggy, and it was cold. And I saw this little, what are those called? They're big puffy things.
Chihuahua?
No.
Chow?
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it was. But anyway, it was by itself, and it was like, you could tell it was lost. So I wrangled it and
choked
then,
it out.
Yeah, I did, obviously. Yeah, threw it in the back of the truck and took it home and put it in a soup. In a stew.
Puppy stew.
I started walking through houses and like knocking on people's door to see if it was their dogs. And it was so weird because went up all these, and everybody that I knocked on the door, it was so weird how people are now with going to doors.
They all had a gun.
Like they were very, they like, you know, with the curtain, or like they cropped the door, like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, I'm just wondering if this is your dog. Nope. Clank.
I know.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I know.
And then off in the distance, I heard this.
Oh, tiny little whistle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I bet you somebody's out looking for their fucking dog. Mm-hmm. So I got the dog, brought it in my truck.
Woke it up.
Yeah.
Wake up. God damn it.
Smacked it around.
Yeah.
And then I started driving around, and the whistle started getting louder and louder and louder. And then I ended up pulling up while this guy was walking down the street. And I'm like, hey, is this your dog? And he's like, Rosie or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Handed her through the window and off they went.
Off we go.
And that probably happened again. The dog probably ended up getting hit by a car or dying. But that night, I saved a dog's life.
You did a good thing. And I let one die.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
So who's a better person?
You. We know that. We all know that.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
All right, Joseph, this was sent in by our daughter Amber.
Ooh, I feel like we have like 48 Ambers that listen to the show.
Yeah, and my wife is an Amber, but she doesn't listen to the show anymore.
He's had enough of you.
Yeah, she's sick of it. Hey, guys. So I was scrolling through Facebook, and I came across a picture telling a crazy story about the origins of pink lemonade. I was baffled and didn't believe it, so I looked it up, and sure enough, it was right. So crazy.
Okay. I remember this email coming through.
Yeah, and I looked it up, and I'm assuming that it's right, and she wasn't trying to fool us.
Yeah.
And you said that you looked it up and confirmed it.
I looked it up on multiple different sources. And it's hard to, like, really tell, but they all had this story.
Yeah.
Like, it all came and made it, so, yeah, pretty wild.
I'm trying to find out where the hell okay, according to a 1921 book by Harvey W. Roots, The Ways of the Circus, being the memories of adventures of George Brothers, sort of invented pink lemonade when he ran out of water while selling lemonade at a circus. Thinking on the fly, Pete grabbed a tub of dirty water in which a performer had just finished wringing out her pink colored tights. Smithsonian writer Laura Kingery recounts, crediting author in the circus form. So basically, and they marketed the drink as a new strawberry lemonade, and a star was born from them.
And the circus performer was a bareback horse rider.
Yeah.
So just washed
nasty.
Dude, and you stay in the water, and everyone loved it. And then it was a special strawberry lemonade.
Just sweaty crotch water.
And everyone's like, this is awesome.
This is delicious.
Wow. And sometimes just the simple things like that. Sometimes
you
gotta
imagine
come up
if
with
that's what they did I'm today? Picturing like Jackass. when Preston Lacey's wrapped up in plastic and he's on the treadmill and he's sweating into the cup and then Steve-O drinks it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that's how it was made today? It's just like a bunch of just disgusting people running on a treadmill and they're all the fluids coming down into this thing and then they're mixing in the drinks.
Oh, man. Yeah, you go to an Applebee's or something. And you're like, I'll get the lemonade. And like, no problem. They just go, one lemonade. He goes, one lemonade. Guy gets back there and just starts like stomping around his sweaty feet. No problem. working on a new batch right now. God, it's fucking crazy. All right, let's hear from some of our kids.
Oh, God.
It's so gross.
So gross.
Hey, you guys!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, our first email coming in from our shitty son, Max. And I love this story because I've done something similar. Of course I have, because I'm a dipshit too. Hey, guys. I think I already played that sounder. Let's just find... Ooh, nice. Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of the show. A couple episodes back, you guys were talking about dumb shit you did as kids, and it reminded me of some dumb shit that I did. Well, that's good. That's usually how that works. How these reminded me of we were talking about the oxygen machine provides oxygen to the patient. It's like, no, right. I know what the fucking oxygen is. My parents have a large detention pond. I don't know what that is. In their backyard. This is a large grass. Okay. And then he explains it. This is a large grass field that is designed to catch an overflow from the creek that is in the woods behind the field. The field will fill with a few feet of water during large storms. My friends were over one night.
It's kind of like an aquifer.
That's what I would have called it.
Or not. Ground.
Yeah.
Reservoir.
Reservoir. My friends were over one night in high school. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning and it started to thunderstorm really hard. The field started to fill with water. So we decided to strip down to our underwear and fuck around in the field, which had about 2 feet of water in it at this point. That does sound like a lot of fun.
Yes, it does.
That wasn't quite exciting enough for us. So we decided to go to the woods and take a look at the creek. We see that it is raging with about 6 feet of water. It is normally only a few inches deep. We run back to our parents' pool. We each grab an inner tube. We also need a source of light because it's pitch black in the woods. So then we grab tiki torches.
God, just bad idea after bad idea.
Yeah!
Good God.
to the creek!
to the creek!
We run back to the creek, light the torches, and jump in the inner tubes. We are rushing down the creek, and we quickly realize that tiki torches were a bad idea. Tiki torches give off light in all directions, unlike a flashlight, which shines the light wherever you point it. So we are blind, completely blinded, because the tiki torches were just shining light directly into our eyes. I was leading the group, completely blind, to what was in front of us, when I got hit in the head by a tree that fell across the creek. I flipped over in the inner tube and got stuck under a log that was just under the water. I was able to get out, climb on top of the log just in time to see the light of a tiki torch go out as the next person hits the same tree and flips over. I pulled them out of the water and we watched the third person meet the exact same fate. At this point, we're all sitting on a log in the middle of the woods in nothing but our underwear. We climb across the log and make it out of the woods. So naturally, we decided to go walk back up the creek and ride it down two more times.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Fast forward a few years, and my parents get a note on the door telling them that the city will be doing some construction behind their house because the sewer system would overflow into the creek during heavy rain. So that's the story of how my friends and I went brown water rafting in Shit Creek. Your shitty son, Max.
Just floating down chocolate shitty river.
Yeah.
And then fall in it.
Yeah.
And then go in it a few more times.
Yeah. And just keep on doing it. How did it not smell? I'm guessing it must have just been there's so much water. So the shit was probably
diluted.
Yeah. Pretty diluted. But that is wild. I've been in those.
You get pink eye?
Yeah. They didn't say. But
pink lemonade.
I was a big river floater. Like that was the big thing to do.
This sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and my friends, I mean, you just load up on a backpack full of beer and then you just go float the riv, you know, as we call it.
You and Trev?
Me and Trev go float the riv. But you'd sometimes have a ton of people. Like it'd be 10, 15 people.
You're all attached.
All getting, well, you don't want to get attached, especially in the river that we would go down because you'd just kill everybody. Everyone would die. But up here they tie together because the river is slow.
Yeah.
Down there, you would just kill everybody. Like, whoops, everyone's dead.
What a way to go, though.
Yeah. But I have been in that situation where you don't see something and you hit it and you get sucked immediately under the log. Oh, it's not fun. I remember one of our friends almost died. One of our friends did die. But wasn't from rafting.
Did you go back and do it again?
Oh, all the time. Over and over and over again. The same part of the river too.
Jesus Christ. Because
the water changes so much. But you just wouldn't go in that area. You have to learn the deadly traps of the river as you hit them. That's how it goes.
This is why, I don't even know where I was going to go with it, but this is why.
This is why.
This is why, dot, dot, dot.
This is it. This is why.
This is why.
Okay, let's
enter anything you want right there.
This is why. Like my dad used to always say.
This is the way.
This is the way. All right, you read the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Where is it? How my favorite podcast duo doing? Fucking Wonder Twin powers combined.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's take another trip down memory lane. A little further back when I was 11, I was supposed to watch my siblings while my mother tended to laundry. I was going to read that. Tended the fields or something. What right. year was this?
Plowed?
Earlier that day, my younger brother, Daniel, and I were invited to our neighbors to watch Sunday Night Football.
Is that Sunday night or is that Monday?
No.
Oh. I don't know which one it is. Okay, keep going. That was just fun to do.
Yeah, it was. I don't know where I am. And grab on some Chicago's finest pizza.
Mm.
Luckily for us, our grandmother lived downstairs in a duplex that we lived in.
Okay.
Why is that lucky?
I don't know.
So
I think we'll get there.
So decided, hey, let's have grandma watch our siblings, and we were going to kick it with Cindy and her older sister, Christina, a.k.a. Chris. That's a right. whole lot of C names.
It is.
We had a good time. When we got back, my mom was already home waiting for us. She was not pleased, actually. She looked pissed off that we didn't listen. She had to look that look in her eyes, arms crossed, foot tapping. I can picture
mm-hmm.
it. And the face. I can picture the face. Mm-hmm. What did I tell you?
This is why.
She said, I attempted to use that ace up my sleeve. But grandma was watching him. She replied with, but that's not what I said.
Ooh.
She told us.
Mm-hmm.
Now get cleaned up and ready for bed. Okay, thinking, damn, no punishment.
Mm.
I offered my brother to go first in the shower. My mother stopped me. No, you both go at the same time. Me and Danny look at each other weirdly like, okay.
What the fuck, Mom?
Fast forward. So we're in the shower, and all of a sudden, the curtain comes flying open, and our mom starts open a can of whoop-ass.
Oh, man.
Brian, imagine Jim Ross doing commentary. Good God Almighty! Good God Almighty! Leather belt in hand, teeing off on us. We fucked up the big time disobeying. Also, to add insult to injury, she was talking mad shit like, what did I tell you? Y'all gonna listen when I tell you to do something? What? What? Another shit like that. My brother and I are trying to avoid one another and to avoid the belt so their dicks are
yep.
touching, belts sure. getting in her ass. Avoid the belt in a tiny ass bathtub.
Mm.
We're pushing each other, screaming. It was fucking nuts. That was a whooping I never forgot. Did I learn anything? Nope. Keep doing what you're doing. Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna.
Yeah.
Your balls are showing. Mom, something happened. Laundry didn't go very well.
She snapped.
And then we've all been there.
Yep.
We've all been there. I'm not proud of him, but I've never like physically lost it on my kids, but I have screamed.
Mm.
Really loud
yep.
on my kids, but I've never stacked them up in the shower and hit them with a belt.
You do things that you wouldn't think you would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I was having this conversation with some people. They were like, "Oh, if I was a parent, I would do this." I'm like, "You don't know what you would do until
it happens."
Like, you could have thoughts on what you think you would do.
You'd be like, "No, I would just talk to him about it." Like, "No, you think I'd yeah. try?" Oh, that's all you had to
that's
do.
That's all I had to do was just talk to him.
Oh, I just had to ask him to stop.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Uh-huh.
I know that's the
I
worst.
I mean, you just like you get it's all day going on. They're doing something all day, and then you finally they do a thing, and you just fucking lose it and
yeah.
scream or mm-hmm. whatever you do. It's like
just takes it just builds up on.
Like
you.
I would never hit my kids, but I can see how. You know, maybe Casey Anthony was just, she's just like, I just use the green cup.
Yeah.
It's please. The only one clean.
I want the red one.
Use no. the green cup.
I want the red one.
Yeah.
I can't find the red one.
Yeah. I don't condone what she did or didn't, yeah. didn't do.
Apparently
or,
didn't do, yeah.
But
did you know she has a daycare now in Florida?
It. No.
Yeah, she actually has a daycare that she runs.
Hmm. She's kidding. Ready for kids now.
Yeah.
She's ready for kids then.
Change of heart. Yeah. She's really... We turn things around. Just kidding. That's not happening. Well, that's our show. That's the end of 2022.
Good fuck year.
This place.
It's a fun year.
Wow. Can it just keep going, please?
It's going to get so much better.
It is.
In a couple days when the year changes.
Oh, boy.
When we get started our new lives, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new me.
Sign up, support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Thank you to everybody that's doing that right now.
Oh,
there's also
real quick.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I'm curious if anybody has New Year's resolutions
that they're going to
try to do and send those in.
Yeah.
Cause I want to hear what people,
and we'll hold you accountable.
Yeah. And we'll hold you accountable. We'll make sure you're doing it. Because I'm not going to have one.
No, I don't.
I'll make somebody else accountable.
I like that.
I'll make somebody else a cannibal.
Woo! That'd be fun. I want to eat more people.
Yeah, I want to eat more people in 2023.
No, I was going to say about Patreon, and a lot of you guys are taking this option, which is great. You can save some money if you just pledge for an entire year on Patreon. You just pay if you want Silly Goose, Super Silly Goose, or Super Duper Silly Goose. You can pay for it all at once. Save some coin, and then also just get that out of the way, and you don't have to do it every single month.
Thank you so much for supporting. It really does.
It's the best.
It's the best way you can support us, and it's fucking fantastic.
If you want to see our fingerless gloves, head over to Instagram and Facebook. Can You Don't Podcast. Got some videos there. How long are we going to wear these things? We didn't even mention them today, but we are wearing them all.
It's just an extension
of me, my personality.
Yeah.
This is who I am now.
I mean, I'm okay with it now because it's cold in here, but when it gets warmed up, because my palms are really sweaty. My tips of my fingers are icicles.
You can watch the video version of the podcast.
You know what
YouTube.
It is, Joe?
What?
You know what it's like when you're hot in bed and you're like, ugh, and you put your leg out of the covers just to get a little cool breeze? That's what singlet gloves are.
But you never get to pull your leg back into the blankets. Yeah,
but it offsets the
the hotness.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I can see
it
that way.
It adds coolness.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bingo. Something you want to see on the show, send it in. Hey, guys, at Can You Don't Podcast. Then rate and review us. And, of course, thanks to the babysitters who are modding the Facebook group, the Can You Don't Playground. Go join that if you haven't. Okay. I got something on the end.
Okay.
A nice, funny, fun.
All right.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Dad joke?
Rewind.
Whoa. What? Oh, jacket stuff. Remember doing that?
Yeah.
All right, dad joke. You ready?
Yep.
What did the alpaca say to his date?
It's got to be a pack of lunch. I don't know.
See you guys next week.
I mean, that one's so obvious, right?
I know. Want to go on a picnic? I'll pack a lunch.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it should be like, what did the llama say? So you don't give the joke away.
I know.
Because a llama, they're not the same, but they're similar.
I know. Just anything just to his friend. What did the alpaca say to his friend?
Yeah.
Probably would have been better than date. Yeah.
Or what did the alpaca four-legged furry animal say to his friend?
Other four-legged furry animal.
Yeah, when they were going to go on a picnic.
Whose name starts with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Alpaca lunch. Didn't see that one coming.
Stick around for bonus stuff if you support us on Patreon. If not, we'll see you next week. See ya.
Mail.
Fuck.